Welcome to the Daily Dharma, a podcast where we draw inspiration from Buddhist philosophy on how to fix and better our lives. Join us as we dig through the archives of Buddhist texts, great teachers, and real life to grab an extra hit of wisdom to lift us up from the daily grind and find much needed peace.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Daily Dharma. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about why it's very important to not stigmatize yourself when you're going through different stages in life. And to help me kind of explain and explore these concepts today, I'm going to be bringing in two stories from Ajahn Brahm's book, Don't Worry, Be Grumpy, one that's on stigma, and then one that's actually a little bit lighthearted and funny. So I'm going to start with the story about stigma. The story is called The Stigma of Mental Illness. Ajahn Brahm says, "I told the above story at a conference on mental health a few years ago. One of the department heads at a prestigious mental health facility was very impressed. He invited me to bless his building. 'What form of mental illness are you involved in?' I asked. 'Schizophrenia,' he replied. 'And how do you treat the schizophrenia?' I inquired. 'Just like you explained in your presentation,' he responded. 'I don't treat the schizophrenia, I treat the other parts of the patients.' I raised my hands up in the Buddhist gesture of respect to him. He had understood. 'What are the results?' I asked, even though I knew what the answer would be. 'Brilliant, much better than any other treatment,' he answered. 'When you call people schizophrenic, they are likely to live up to your label. You have stigmatized them. When you regard them as people who suffer episodes of schizophrenia, they are more than their illness, then you give the healthy part a chance to grow.'" Now, this is a really simple story, but as we're going through life, it is really easy to become attached to certain labels. This could be labels around your body. It could be labels around your success in your career. It could be labels around the kind of person you are in the dating pool. But overall, it becomes very easy to put ourselves in a bucket and also put other people in a bucket. And what I love so much about the story is that there is an inherent kindness and compassion in not doing that. Because when you assign a label to yourself / to somebody else, you're also giving them the burden of having to fulfill that label and being unable to go beyond that label. So, of course, this is not to say that certain labels can be freeing for some people, but overall, I think when it comes to especially the negative ones that we may give ourselves, it's much better to describe ourselves as not someone who is an angry person, for example, but someone who has episodes of anger due to different circumstances. And that way you recognize that we as people are very complex. And as a whole, we go through a wide range of emotions. We also go through many different life stages. And that's not to say that certain life stages are more true or more real or more significant than the others, but rather that no person is really going to be always happy, always successful, or always a failure, always terrible all the time. And of course, when it comes to these labels, some of them have very, very heavy definitions. So in case you wanted another mindfulness exercise, I would highly suggest take note when you hear labels being thrown around in your mind towards yourself and towards others, and really examine, is it really worth it to be married to these labels? Because without knowing it, you could be stigmatizing yourself and stigmatizing others. And when you keep an open mind, it's so much easier to grow and to change and to expand. The truth is, you're not going to allow yourself to go beyond what you know or go beyond what you think you are if you don't think that you're able to take those labels off. And that's why it's really important to, as mentioned in the story, to describe yourself and to think of yourself as a person with certain conditions who is experiencing certain things rather than someone who is of those things and nothing beyond them. And this is kind of in part because the last couple episodes have been a bit heavier, just talking about the Noble Eightfold Path, and I thought this episode should be a bit lighter just to balance it out. So this story is called A Buddhist Joke. A Buddhist monk received a call from a lay member of his temple. "Would you please come to my house today to perform a blessing?" the caller asked. "I'm sorry," replied the monk. "I can't come because I'm busy." "What are you doing?" inquired the caller. "Nothing," replied the monk. "That's what monks are supposed to be doing." "Okay," said the caller and hung up. The lay Buddhist called again the following day. "Would you please come to my house today to perform a blessing?" "I'm sorry," replied the monk. "I can't come because I'm busy." "What are you doing?" "Again," asked the caller. "Nothing," replied the monk. "But that's what you were doing yesterday," the caller complained. "Yes," replied the monk, "but I'm not finished yet." I love that story so much because I think it just is a very humorous way to talk about how there is such a stigma, a negative stigma around doing nothing, when really nothing is just the act of creating space in your life. And there's so many benefits of even just sitting down and listening to the silence and just being one with your breathing. In fact, if you do that, that's essentially a form of meditation. So what I love so much about the story is it kind of just uncovers how easy it is for others to get mad at us, even for ourselves, get mad at ourselves when we are doing so-called nothing. But it kind of reinforces the importance of doing nothing, the value of doing nothing, and how nothing does not mean that there's no value in doing such a thing, but rather it is either like a space that is undefined that you're going to figure out and define simultaneously in the moment, or it's where you're resting and you're meditating or you're listening to music or you're doing something that may not be producing or creating something and may not fit the definition of what we call productive, but is nevertheless incredibly valuable and very important to put into your day. And of course, when it comes to spiritual practice, doing nothing is incredibly important. And I say this because what I find is, especially on the days when I'm stressed, or rather days when I feel that there's just no air and you just feel very suffocated, it's when you intentionally make space within those days to just sit there and think or not think, but rather just try and minimize activity in your life, that you have a little bit of time and space to gain some clarity on your situation. So I believe that the act of doing nothing is a very spiritual practice, and making sure that you have at least a couple minutes or even more, and 30 minutes to an hour every day, even if it's just 5 minutes, to just do nothing, that is significant investment in your inner journey as a spiritual person, giving you time to just gain your bearings and clear out all of the stress of having to do things all the time. Because I think productivity in itself is quite stressful. And just because you're getting things done doesn't mean your mind is in a really calm and happy state. And in order to kind of balance yourself out, you need to do nothing. You need to create spaces where you do nothing, where your mind can rest, your body can rest, your spirit can rest. And of course, it's kind of funny in the story that the monk did not finish doing nothing, but it's incredibly significant. Without those spaces in our days, how else are we going to have a minute to ourselves where we can just think and be clear and be observant of what's going on within us? So I hope you enjoyed today's episode was a little bit on the shorter side and it was a little bit on the lighter side. And I hope it is just a little bit of brightness in your day as you go forward this week. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you again next week. Stay safe out there.